ninth parak of Trumas Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing the halachas of Gidulei Truma, which we said before, that somebody planted his Truma, then the Megaraita, what grows is something new. Midrabanan, what grows out of it, has the status of Truma. Since it's only Midrabanan, we learned before that you have to give the Aniyim what they deserve. Not only that, I'm just saying you also have to give all the other Maisers to whoever deserves it. Bachayevis, the Maisers. You have to take off Maisers from this Truma. Now we're going to have the same problem. We're going to take off Maisers and it's still Truma, so how can the lady eat it? Or the Aniyim eat it? It's Truma. So we will see. Uva Maiser Oni, and you have to also give the tenth to an Oni. Vani Yisrael Vani Yekoyim Noitlin. And we give it out to Aniyim, whether they're Yisrael or Koyanim. And the Ni Yisrael Moichel Shalem Vatayim Vnei Shurum Vadam Shalem. Like we saw in the previous Mishnah, that which you give to the Ni Yisrael is not for them to eat, because it has a Tarat Truma, but they will sell to Kohanim. Here it's Mashmah that everybody agrees to this halacha, because when they're involved in picking, there's more of a concern that they may eat it inadvertently. But if you just give them a container of frozen and tell them this is truma and you have to sell to a kohen, then we're not concerned that they will eat it. So that's the halacha. That is the dule truma is chayiv and maisers, and you have to give out the maisers to those not permitted to eat the maisers. Or somebody who's not permitted to eat the maisers will take these maisers, like maiser ani, to a regular ani, and he will sell to kohanim and keep the money for himself. A person who has his gedulei truma and he wants to thresh it. So if he just thresh it by himself without using an animal, how do you do it by yourself? You have to take sticks and just bang on the grain till it gets dislodged from the chaff. That's the best thing, because you don't run into problems of leitafsam shol v'dishay. V'adosh ketav yashet. Yashet. He wants to use animals to thresh it. What should he do? We have a problem, because it's halacha that you're not allowed to muzzle an animal while it is in the process of threshing. Leitafsam shol v'dishay. Here we have a problem. But if the food will be also, then there's no problem, because it's supposed that the animal cannot eat it. But here, since midiraita, the animal is permitted to eat it, midrabanan is truma. So, if you look on the right level, it's also to put the muzzle on the animal, because he's permitted to eat it. Mizrabanan, they don't want you to let the animal eat it. The halacha is that not only is it prohibited for me to eat truma, if I'm not a kohen, but my animals also, I'm not allowed to feed my animals truma. That is the thing. If the person is a kohen, not only can he eat truma, but he can feed his animals truma also. I think we once mentioned that, I don't know if they still do it, but in the zoo in Yerushalayim, they used to make that one of the owners of the zoo is a kohen, and thereby they have permission to feed the animals truma, which is taken off from other produce. Yeah, cheap food. Dosh ketzad yase. So once again, a person is threshing with animals. What should he do? Toile b'kfifos b'tzavore b'heima v'noisim atoichon e'oizanim. After he's threshing wheat, should put in the muzzle, insert in the muzzle wheat. So as he's threshing, he has wheat and he'll be fed. But you don't give him the wheat that he's threshing, because the wheat that he's threshing has a status of truma midrabanan. He cannot eat it. You give him regular wheat, which is permitted for the animal to eat, and this way everybody's happy. The animal's not eating the truma. On the other hand, he's not being held back from eating as he's threshing. Nimtzalei zayim es behemavli matlos the truma. He did not prevent the animal from eating. On the other hand, he did not feed the animal truma.